Best tea in the city.
It's no secret that most couples find their sexual patterns disrupted when kids are home, because there's lack of privacy, and there's also a fear that kids will hear you calling God's name in vain. Mo Gaugelwa. Are Rutuleka voice via the curtains saying, you guys are having a great time, ne?
Can you imagine? You guys are having a good time, ne?
At that moment, outside our bedroom, via the window, I had to explain myself. Talking about trying to fulfill your needs, adult needs, but kids are home. Because to find that intimate time with your partner can be difficult. Because kids are there, snooping around, running amok. You can't take the kids to grandma every time, come on. And every weekend, no. And it's not like your needs, your edges, they wait for the weekend, no. So you have to find a way, devise a means to get your appetite fed, even with kids around. At Max_Morpho, she tweeted earlier on this month that being a parent means silent sex. 10,000 of you agreed, liked her comment. So this resonated with a lot of you. And she's the reason we're talking about this today. Imagine in the house, right? You're in the house, your house. These rascals are living rent-free. Mara, you are the one who needs to behave like a guest. Wrong, Mar. Huh? So tell me creatively, what do you do? Do you wait for them to sleep before you can get it on? Do you just turn the radio up, your best tea in the city, get on with the business? Yeah? How creative do you have to be with sex when kids are around? What do you do? Hashtag sex when kids are home. How creative do you have to be? Sex when kids are home.
Hey, Prati. Hey, Oskabu. I wanna you to have a year, wouldn't it? If at laun ne libu superhero nyana bahon yame la bahon na invincible ka hori, yey. Utla explain a dilo te disa explain a hiu. Hey, I wanna ubalebane. It definitely means you must start having silent sex. Ka hor, batuba, yes, danger, batuba karmas la musi. Ui, puta hor, unyaretu kai. Hey, avelan sheve, waiti king.
Yeah.
Prati! I'll tell you, I'm topic, fantag.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on your only options. Hashtag sex when kids are home. You have to have silent sex. Like Max_Morpho said. I mean, nothing cramps up your style like knowing that you have to be quiet all the time when you're doing something you enjoy, because kids are home. They're in the house. However, this kind of opens doors of creativity. You have to find other rooms and places around the house to do it. Or even find the best time to have sex. Okay? Maybe wait for them to nap. There's a lady who tweeted, don't judge me, I drag them. Two, your other option is to distract them, kids. Distract them. I mean, because kids today are all about technology and good food. So sometimes you just need to do that. Break the bank. Put their favorite movie. Give them your iPad. Prepare their favorite snacks. You're good to go. But remember, it's not going to last long. That's a marathon. That's for quickies, eh? Because as a khale, they come knocking, looking for you. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on your only option, hashtag sex when kids are home. Just tell them straight, man. No, not bluntly, but straight. Tell them you need time alone. Sometimes all you need to do is tell the kids that mommy and daddy need some time alone. Unless there's an emergency, they should not come knocking on your bedroom door. Yeah? Then just play some music and get busy. Yeah? I mean, honestly, in your own house.
For your calls on 086-000-959. Juliet Joseph, Kaya Traffic.
Now, I like the fact that you guys are single mothers. And nishalaguma one room, bachelor flats. What happens when the kid is around and umuntu akufikile?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Amu has his own room at my place.
Hi.
So I have to, the only thing that you can do with my child is you have to bribe him.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so my son is very obsessed with like, what's this, you know, treasure hunts being a superhero and whatever.
Yeah.
So essentially, now you must be on time. Like, lento lezo sebenza ngesikhathi. Because I'm going to tell him, if you can stay in your room quiet for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to get a surprise outside of this. Then he'll put a timer in his tablet.
Yes.
And then he's like, you know, he's standing there anxiously. And now you must be quick and deliver. Go leave 30 minutes.
Yes.
Because that's all we have.
Mm. And don't be late.
Don't be late. You can't be late. Because something is cut.
Because the king of this house on the other side, the clock is running.
Yeah, the clock is running.
Thank you.
Yeah.
JJ?
Yes, that could work. Also, for me, Riola has her own bedroom. She live, and we also have a living nanny. She's who comes in and goes as well, you know. So I would usually ask the nanny to go with her to the spaza and buy something. So I always say, do you want
like
sherbet?
Like the olden days, back to Mama Tapul.
You want sherbet, not Matapul.
Go buy potatoes.
Go buy something. Yeah, so that's a trick. Get a
and
nanny.
It works.
It works. It really does work for as long as, and plus she likes watching her stuff. She was busy singing this Frozen thing, Let It Go.
Yeah.
So if you give her earphones, put on her things, you won't see her.
But silence is very key when kids are around.
No, you can't be silent. How do you become silent?
It's impossible. I get it. You still have a lot to learn.
I do.
Fell on a parat.
No, Ganjani.
Fell on a parat.
No ways. No, Mbali.
Skomba killed me when we did the throw forward this morning, talking about his experience, right, regarding when kids are home. And he was like, yeah. I think I'll find you that clip and play it for you. It's the funniest thing I've heard in the longest time. Yes? So what has been your experience? You talk to me about it. I'm looking forward to your voice notes. I'm also looking forward to your calls.
Lock the door, uvulela amapiano, uyivule le volume ya amapiano, mabakufuna or bakumemeza or bathini, ubatshele ukuthi are rehearsing your dance moves in front of the mirror and they should get ready now, they should prepare themselves for a family competition.
Yabaza
abantwana baba excited kanjani, definitely they will go into their mirrors by rehearsal now. So yeah, you have to be creative about these things, otherwise uzothola usenkingeni.
Exactly, what do you do?
Me and my husband, before we got married, what we used to do, we used to send them out maybe to the nearest spaza shop. We had a spaza next to where we were staying. And then, as you're saying, a quickie should be a quickie. Then we do that because we know they take some time going out there. And then when they come back, we are done or almost done. But now what we do, Mr. T, we've got other ways. I'll tell them I'm not feeling well. So your daddy is rubbing me. Please don't disturb me. I need to rest.
Yes.
And we are able to do our thing.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Yo, I remember when I used to live at home, right? So my niece and nephew were there. My niece wasn't a kid anymore. She was probably like 7. And then my nephew was a little bit younger. So now... And I really don't like quiet sex. Like, ngari kukisa na di fridge. Hi, suga, guys. But the one creative thing that my ex and I used to do was to go into the garage. So garage iko etu iko loy iko garage, they know not to play near the car. So naraba shiya vale kontung or bata la kustra thing. Go in the garage, not inside the car though, but around the car. And it used to be, you know, kinky and nice. Marae, teta kukisa na di fridge, it is not the thing.
Simre, hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, man. Welcome.
All right, thank you.
Simre.
The garage is about...
No, you got cut there. Sorry, let's start again. You got cut. I couldn't hear what you said first. Go ahead.
Okay.
So you're saying?
Are we fine?
Yeah, we're fine now.
Yeah, I'm saying we used to send them to the garage. The garage is about 750 meters home.
Okay.
And Saturday morning and Sunday morning when we get kinky. You know how far that is, 750. To and back, it's about 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah. Now we used to do that, especially on Saturday and Sundays. Send them to the garage to get some bread.
Did they end up making out, or at least finding out why you make them do what they do?
No, they had never found
out. How old are they now?
One is 29, one is 22.
Obviously, they're out of the house now.
Come again?
Obviously, right now, they're out of the house, aren't they?
And now, one is living with us, the other one is living with the grandmother.
Ah, okay, all right. So yeah. Do you still need to tiptoe around the 22-year-old?
No.
Because it's your house, man. Simray, this is your house. Yes.
That's the assets of the house. You mustn't forget it. You mustn't say it's my house and forget it.
Oh, wow. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Hey. Ratlo ga monna ra re a kum re tswa go ntlong ra go morago go di go rumong ene motho o hanga ya ka mone so ra da so go rumong how motho all of a sudden ni kyo ke le go ntlo re go morago motho ke all of a sudden go ga re tu a ke re ntse se khimo mo nyako ha ai go dile me dia motho ke o lo ro go netse mo khatleng ya ke yo yo o nna tsena re motho hanga ya mo
le tlhokelele le o shebile le ntshotsho vela.
Pretty, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Good, man. Yo, Pretty, our creative way is that I parked the car very close to my room, so
okay,
in between Ibo and the car.
Yes,
that's our go-to place.
Are you in a one room?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, you have to be creative. Come on.
Yes, but, and talking about it, we just got caught the other day by our umakhelwane.
Ha!
Yeah. So now I can't even look at umakhe now because now
umakhe is over strong.
You can see the one who said something, Prati, but I was also
team. Yeah, who's out in? We are born. You are wins the plan now, Tiam.
Hey, what my girl right? You dying right? You know, no writing right.
Hey, no, I know this whole thing of being walked on. The one time our son walks in and Gerona Moler, he asked, Dedumenza no mama.
Yo,
had to get off and dress up and try and explain. But no, daddy's trying to, daddy's showing mama love. This is how adults show people love. Well, now he's grown, he understands what was happening. He even has funny questions.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.